Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's Friday. Time to talk to Larry Bluestein, get a high school football report. It's playoff time in high school football, Bluestein's favorite time of the year. Larry, good morning, and thank you very much for the time, as always.
Good morning, Zach. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Playoffs. Playoffs.
We enjoy it. This is the time. This is the time. We started it out last night with the region semifinal round, two games, and we pick it up again today and tomorrow. So, I think this will be the last week of three days of games, because, and you know, especially in Miami-Dade County, it's a lack of facilities to play at. But, it's narrowing it down. We can't wait. Two destinations for the state championships this year again, Tallahassee for the smaller schools and Drive Pink Stadium for the larger schools.
Hey, Blue, we got a lot of stuff. Before we get to it, and Coach Heidelberg, good win for him last night for Norland. That was great over Booker T, even though Coach Harris had a great year. But Mark Fletcher and decommitted from Ohio State. Were you surprised by that? Honestly, Blue, if you don't mind, you mentioned something like a month ago to me about this. I hope I don't get you fired up here, but you thought this might happen.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't think that it was the greatest fit in the world. Especially if you go to Ohio State, you're like on a pecking list. I mean, there's a ton of kids, you know, that are equal to you, or in some cases even better, and you may not get that opportunity right away. And and I think, I don't know what the case was with Mark, but I had kind of looked at the situation. I think, I said, well, if he goes to a school, with less in front of him, he could get on the field quicker and make an impact. And I think that was one of them. I'm sure the NIL deals were others. That's why I said the transfer portal is going to blow up in a major way, because these young sophomores and juniors in college are thinking, what the heck? I'm not getting this stuff that high school kids who've never carried a ball or made a tackle are getting. So, I'm sure that's probably it. You know, I see where Florida and Miami are the two schools that he's looking at. Obviously, great football player, great talent.
Yeah, does this change his sidekick, Ennis? Would you be surprised, or you think he stays with it? One of the top receivers in the country.
You mentioned he's one of the top receivers in the country, and I think he'll make his own way wherever he goes. Like I said, Brian Hartline was somebody who was very instrumental, and, he's a receiving coach. So obviously he got close to both guys, and, having him come in, and remember Marvin Harrison's kid's there, and then they got the kid Tate coming in.
Oh no, you're not the only guy. You're exactly right. You're not the only dude that can play.
If you're number two in the nation, you're number two in the nation for a reason. So it's and I wouldn't think so. I mean, I think that he's pretty committed to it. Although, you never know. I mean, like I said, I'm not, we're not talking out of class dirty, but that NIL stuff is going to change a lot of the landscapes, and if people are saying, hey, listen, to a 17, 18-year-old and their families, hey, listen, you could be making X amount of dollars and you could do this and that. Hey, you got to listen. I mean, it's just, it's no longer as, hey, Joe, come to Cal. We got biology and we got, it's not like that.
Social science. That was the easiest thing, Blue. Yeah. Let's not get carried away about biology. hey, Blue, let's jump into it. We got a lot of high school stuff and we got some game. By the way, nice little start last night, as I mentioned, 14-7, Norlin over Booker T. Did that surprise you a little bit last night that Coach Heidelberg's team was able to win that game?
No, it didn't, because of the fact that Booker T came in as a one-dimensional team. Their starting quarterback separated his shoulder, a slight separation last week, and that made them one-dimensional. Now, last week, it was no problem because I think, you know, they were bigger and stronger than the opponent last week. But this week, not so much. I mean, you know, Miami New Orleans, really, really good football program. And what they did is they made Booker T run the ball, and they stacked the box, and they never really got any flow until the fourth quarter. And then they put the kid Sherman in, who's really good. It's just that he was banged up.
Yeah.
Just couldn't bring him back. You know, I mean, it just wasn't enough. But you got to give credit to New Orleans defense for, you know, coming up big, and now they go to the region finals against the winner of tonight's Northwestern Central game next week.
Well, let's jump into it now. We're going to bounce a little bit on you from Dade to Broward, but this used to be one of the great games. That Central Northwestern, here we go again, but Central's really pounded them the last couple of times they played. What's your take on this game tonight? Because you know Miami Central is not going to be flat for a playoff game.
Never. And not only that, is there's a lot of talk going on and, you know, on social media. You don't need to give anybody who's that good any extra bulletin board material. But I guess that was done to pack the crowd. And they sold the game out, and it's going to be a zoo at Traz Powell. And I just don't see Northwestern even having a chance. I just don't. It's just,
we don't hear that much from you. Yeah.
But I've watched each of them three times, and, you know, unless Central completely breaks down, they're not losing this game. It's just there's so much at stake. Northwestern just wants to win and get, you know, have bragging rights and, you know, win the region and maybe even go to state. Miami Central wants to win the national championship, and they are really primed to do it because the two teams in front of them, St. Francis Academy, who plays IMG this week, and then Mater Dei, who plays their rematch game with John Bosco. So if those two teams ahead of them should falter, Miami Central is going to be crowned the national champion.
Wow.
And that's what's at stake. It's not just some 71st Street against 95th Street stuff. This is national implications, and Coach Jube Joseph knows it. And take nothing away, Northwestern's done a good job. They've just been too up and down this year. And Miami Central hasn't.
Well, speaking up and down, nobody's been more up and down in sports bipolar, I like to call it, in sports now. Palmetto High School, with all that damn talent at 6-5, but they get another chance tonight against a really good Columbus team. Can they beat them?
They could, but I don't see it happening. Last time they played a good, really good game. But let's look at Columbus. Dave Dunn's just done an awesome job.
Great job.
I mean, they're, you know, they beat Northwestern. They've had a really, really good schedule this year. They've come up big, beat Tampa Jesuit to start the year out.
Played Central tough, down 28, and came down and made it a one-score game against Central. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you are. So, it's a rivalry, but it's just, you know, it's one of those rivalries that's, you know, kind of a newer rivalry, you know, as far as the playoff competition. I don't see Columbus losing because they're – again, their eyes on the prize. They know that they could be hosting right here at Drive Pink Stadium, maybe a Sanford Seminole or a Popka, and they've got the goods. They can win it all.
All right, so let's jump back up to Broward now, the Soul Bowl. It used to be one of my favorite games when they were both loaded. Dillard and Ely, so good to see Ely, so good. Now, they didn't finish the last game. It got a little ugly over there, and there were some problems. What do you expect in this one? Could this be a close game? Because Dillard's got some talent, even though they've lost three games.
Yeah. Well, this is tomorrow. This is a Saturday game at 5:00, and they've limited the ticket sales.
Good move.
Obviously, because they want to keep things under control. You're right. Mike Bailey has done an awesome job with Ely. I mean, they were a 2-3 win season last year. They're 10-0. He's done an exceptional job. Dillard's got the talent. I mean, when you think about who they lost to, lost the number one Central. They lost the number two Chaminade. They lost the number three St. Thomas Aquinas. Yeah, so the number one, two, and three teams in the state, they're really talented. It's going to be a good game. I just think Dillard comes out ahead. I love what Mike Bailey's done, like, again, at Ely, but I just think Dillard's got the talent. I think they got the motivation. You know, people were kind of trying to say that Ely won that game last time, so I think they're out to prove a point.
Yeah, well, let's do a crossover game. We haven't talked too much Dade Brower, but Southridge and Miramar. Miramar's another team. What a year they've had.
Let me tell you something. And I stated this yesterday, the most underexposed team in the state. I mean, they're 9-1. Their only loss is to Dillard. They haven't given up a touchdown. I think they've given up 5 touchdowns all year. That defense has been crazy. It's kind of like a really good game from the standpoint. Miami Southridge head coach Pierre Sinatis used to coach at Miramar. So it's kind of he knows the landscape. But A.J. Scott has done an awesome job, Joe. I mean, you know, that dark side defense is back. Their quality football program, they get an opportunity tonight to show everybody in South Florida. I mean, you know, obviously the winner will get the winner of Dr. Kropp and Homestead. But I think Miramar could stand up against a lot of these teams because of that defense. And they've really matured. And, yeah, I can't say enough. It's a good game to pick out, Joe, because I think that it's going to – it shows two traditional powers in South Florida that are coming back.
Yeah. Who do you like in this game, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot?
I think Miramar will win. I just think because they're home, their defense has just been strangling, and that's going to be the deal. You know, and their offense has averaged 46 points a game over the last 5 games, too. And if I could just sneak in one real good game that I think is going to be, you know, like a game that people don't understand. What about Monarch? Nobody talks much about them.
No.
They're 9-2. They've got a legitimate chance of beating Palm Beach Gardens tomorrow. I mean, I can say Coach Davis and his staff have done a great job. They probably have the best receiving core in the state.
What?
And one of the best quarterback in A.J. Harrison. Yeah, then they get overlooked. Yeah, they're not the power that St. Thomas is, and St. Thomas beat them in the season end. But this is a team that really has an opportunity to do something that no one predicted. And the same thing with Douglas. You know, Douglas is in the game against Palm Beach Central tomorrow. If Douglas and Coconut Creek, Monarch, should emerge, Joe, what a region final that's going to be. You know, two teams that nobody even thought of at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, no, there's some awesome games. You know, every which way you look, and then next week even tightens the belt a little bit more because you have potential matchups like Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons, Cardinal Newman and Chaminade. You know, I mean, so it's exciting.
Those are some big-time games coming up there, man. Don't tease me like that, bro. Don't tease me like that.
Yep,
hey,
it's Thanksgiving, and these teams that win tonight wear that badge of honor. They get to practice on Thanksgiving, which is awesome.
That is cool. Hey, by the way, let's talk about Auto Nation for just a second. Great sponsor for high school football down here. Been with us. It's only fitting that their name's going to be where the state championship is played because of their commitment to high school football and to sports in general, Blue. Can't say enough about them and thank them enough for being with us.
You know, Joe, you hit it right on the spot because here's a company that's one of the largest companies in the country, and they have their CEO and COO listen to our radio show every Monday night. They comment on it. Mike Jackson and Mark Cannon, great people. And, you know, no matter what you call your car, why you're letting it go, AutoNation's going to buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They're getting top dollar right now in any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV. AutoNation will buy it. It's really super easy to get appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself on AutoNation.com. The appraisal value is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive the payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com and get top dollar for your vehicle. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle conditions and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See the store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. Excited about this week. We'll get more excited next week.
Yeah.
You guys have a tremendous week.
Hey, Blue, before we let you go real quickly, where do you go tonight? Should be some great games. Well, where are you headed?
I stay away from Northwestern Central, and I go to see Southridge and Miramar. I haven't seen either team. I saw Southridge earlier, and I think that it's a game that I really wanted to see. I can't be everywhere, so.
Yeah.
Although last week, I got to tell you, I saw parts of seven games last week, which is only going to be equal this week.
You're nuts. You're really nuts. You know what? Now you've gone too far in this high school thing, Blue. Hey, thank you, Blue. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
all
right. Blue. Larry Bluestein joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.